As we walk this journey called life, we seek to find those things that bring joy to our existence. We want to embrace love, desire, and passion through healthy human connections. We want and need to discover meaning to the steps we take daily. The challenges of breaking barriers stir up our spirit as we prove our individual importance. The value of life is precious as we assist others to discover their way. The legacy of our being is found in the donations we make in those outside of ourselves. Success in this journey takes focus and commitment to winning. The victory is in not allowing fractured beliefs of the masses to impact the rules we have made work for ourselves. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. We come to you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 8:30 Eastern Time. We have a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. It is time that we speak for ourselves so that others completely understand the direction we want our country to go in. No longer can we sit on the sidelines and allow others to select our direction. It is time for people of color to use the internet to make sure their voices are heard beyond a couple of streets. Our thoughts and needs and desires need to be heard around the world. And Thoughts, Love, and Reflection is that platform that you can be assured that your thoughts and feelings will be respected and heard without challenge. It is time for us to come together and make sure that we're not left behind. This is your host, James T. Deshay, looking forward to have you call in to the show at 657-383-0309. 7 days a week, we want to be heard loud and clear.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Never better get checked. Ain't no difference when the king goes sick. Fuck around and get wet.
It is my desire to create a legacy for myself and for my family. So I decided to add Larry Curry to my success team and to my circle of life. He's a part of my first string. It is his job to turn my nickels into dimes and my sweat into equity. Larry has shown me that he has the competency, integrity, and the focus to find a positive direction for my money, and consequently, that can brighten my future endeavors. So my trust in him and his financial insight has led me to introduce you to him. If you are concerned about your financial future and have not seen real growth in the seeds you have planted, I encourage you to add Larry Curry to your success team. Please contact him at 407-800-4154 so that your financial journey to success can begin.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. As always, you know I'm grateful to be here, happy and pleased with the opportunity to have a conversation with you. It is important that we keep putting these shows out there so that we have a platform that our voices can be heard loud and clear. And today is no different. We have to speak up and let everyone know that we're out there having the kind of conversations that will impact our world now and in the future. We spend so much time talking about the evil that exists in our society and how insane some of the things are that people do. And so I want to talk today about sanity. You know, what makes us sane? what makes us able to cope with the things that are going on around us and make good, solid, sound decisions so that our lives can continue to move forward. You know, we realize or should realize that one insane decision can destroy our existence, destroy the lives of our family, put us in chaos for many, many years to come. So it is important to understand what is being sane and what makes us sane. Are the daily decisions that I make on my behalf sane? Are the daily thoughts that I allow to come to my mind, do they keep me sane? What is it that keeps me from just falling apart emotionally when things aren't going in my way? And that I don't lash out at the world around me, adding to the insanity that exists in our society. We have to hold on to our sanity. We have to hold on to our good minds, our good thinking, and add to the direction that makes good, sound decisions possible. And so today I just want to talk about what makes me sane. You know, every morning I wake up looking forward to the opportunity to do something that makes a difference in my life and the life of others. I look forward to being happy. I look forward to doing something that makes a statement. And that's why I enjoy this show so much. But I always want to embrace proper thinking, proper sensible things. And despite my inability sometimes to do the right thing for myself, I'm always thinking about what is the right thing to, for me to do. Sometimes I don't talk about it a lot, but I am out there struggling, you know, to fight those things that are my issues and to do what's right on my behalf. And I think that's what being sane is. And so today we just want to talk about what makes me sane, what makes me do the right things, operate in the right sound of mind, and how fearful I should I be of the possibility of that there right around the corner is something that would make me insane. And so we want to just discuss that emotion that we call evil, that emotion that we call insanity, when people are out there doing so many horrific things. Dion, I'm glad to have you here with us today. You know, we had the Fantastic Four in place yesterday, and so it was nice, and so it's nice to have you back. A couple of the parts of the Fantastic Four is with us, and hopefully the other ladies will be with us soon, but it's just good to have you back here. Dee, how are you doing today, Dee? And what keeps you sane, Dee? And what do you think sanity is in this crazy world of chaos?
For the warm greeting, it's good to be back. And when you do notice that I'm gone, it's actually because sometimes I be detoxing to maintain my sanity. For me, and I'm just going to have to speak how I remain sane, because that is the best example that I can give. The way that I remain sane in a chaotic world is that I have to understand that my sanity is my responsibility and nobody else's. No one will understand what it takes to keep me sane. Not even my closest persons in my life, not even my wife will understand what it actually takes that keeps me sane. Only my experience in this life and the things that I have gone through, things that I've been blessed enough to overcome, are the blueprint that I know that I need to keep in the forefront, if you will, on holding on to the sanity that I have presently. Number two is what keeps me sane is living in the moment. Living in the moment and not the future and not the past. Living in the moment and embracing the God-given gift that God has given me to be aware and to have some consciousness of life as it is now being portrayed through me as I live today. I have to live in a state of gratitude all the time because the gratitude that I have is not the gratitude that somebody else might not be able to appreciate because they haven't lived my life and they don't understand my story or they haven't lived my story. They might understand my story because they have their own trials that they have overcome. So living in gratitude keeps me sane. All right. And lastly, and more importantly, probably, is understanding the science, the common science. And the common science for me is that God is, and I'm just a part of his story. God is always in control. And my quest is to learn to accept. My quest is to learn to accept God's will, and it's not my will. And to put it in layman's term, it is what it is. And my quest in life is to come to accept that, not to try to change that, but to change my perception on how I see it. Thank you, James.
You know, I'm not going to interject, but I'm going to give everybody the opportunity to just state what makes them sane and how do they maintain their sanity in this craziness that exists in our society before I elaborate on anything. So I'm going to go to Kathy. Kathy, what makes you sane and how do you maintain your sanity in this chaotic world?
Good afternoon and welcome back, Brother D. We miss you, but I know that sometimes we do need that time off to regather ourselves, to rest, to spend time with family, but it's good to hear your voice again. So, James, for me, what makes me sane and keeps me on track is the Lord. And the reason I'm saying that is because on a daily basis, when I get up, the first thing I have to do before I even leave out of this house is to pray, to ask God to give me wisdom, to give me understanding, and to just hold my tongue in the event I see or something happens, because if not, then I may go insane. And I know that on a couple of occasions, I went out without forgetting about to pray and have gotten into situations where I've gotten off course, meaning I've gotten out of character. So I knew at that point that I have to continue to make sure that I pray before I leave home for a covering, for understanding, for wisdom, because if not, I will go a little bit over the edge.
All right. Audrey, what makes you sane, and how do you maintain your sanity?
Marvelous Monday to all, and I'm thinking that I am sane. Some may not necessarily view me as sane, James, but what I did, well, let me first say also, Dee, we did miss you. We value you. We appreciate you. Know that you were referenced several times, especially on yesterday, I believe it was. Your quote or your focus of us being reminded we are here came up several times. So know that we appreciate you. We miss you, and we really do value your input. And I can truly relate sometimes that it's best for us to and just kind of reflect and get ourselves and just kind of turn some things off for a moment. So I can appreciate that. James, I'm thankful for what helps to keep me balanced is just, again, just trying to continue to have a relationship with the Lord. And, you know, in the morning, I just try to start my day off with that focus. And as Kathy, you know, I'm human. Sometimes I get off, but similar to Kathy, I am aware of when I'm off track. And so I'm thankful that I know what I can do to get back on track, because I tell you what I have found out about myself over the years is that I do know the power of prayer, and I believe in prayer. But when I'm faced with things that seem to be a bit too much for me, and just seeming overwhelming at one time or whatever, I have found that it works well for me when I get my cry out. That's when I could just blow up, scream or whatever. But once I get that out, then again, that helps me to center and get back, and then I'm open to receiving and think and to be mindful of God's word. So I'm thankful that I was raised in a family that values knowing the Lord, and that within itself have helped me tremendously.
All right. Regina, what makes you sane, and how do you keep your sanity?
Good evening. Some would question my sanity, but I don't. And what?
I know what you're talking about. I'm saying some people probably say I'm not sane.
I know, right? They especially if you do things against the grain. Or if you don't do things the way folk believe it should be done, or if you don't follow the crowd. But I know how I keep my sanity is to always remember that it's not my circus, not my monkeys. I have to keep remembering that. And I'll tell you why. I'm the type of person that I can get so involved in something until I just cannot turn it loose, and it will drive you crazy. So I have to remember, when I've done the best that I could, turn it loose. Not my circus, not my monkeys. Regroup and keep moving forward. That's how I keep my sanity.
Amen.
All right. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to throw something else at you and get you to elaborate a little more on how you deal with this world around us. And so we'll be back in a few minutes.
Love. In this political environment, we have to create a way for the people to have a voice. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is a platform that is open to people who want to expand their personal thoughts, issues, and concerns to a larger audience. The host, James T. Deshay, would like you to have an opportunity to co-host with him on very important topics of all kinds. These topics should have value to people across the country and come with a meaningful solution. All co-hosts could be considered for a monthly return date to promote businesses at a low cost that need an outlet. We are seeking to make it easy for entrepreneurs, public organizations, physicians, and others to get important information out to the general public. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Call into the show at 657-383-0309. If you are interested in exploring being a co-host, please email the staff at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com. The show is committed to turning the tides on the normal media platforms while giving a voice to the people. If you would like to be considered for a monthly co-host slot, call 407-394-9819.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're talking about sanity today, and how do we maintain it, and how do we make sure that somehow it doesn't get lost in the chaos that exists in our world. You know, there are people who live in insanity while maintaining their sane disposition. And I know that I try to do that on a daily basis. Right now my life is drama-free, but every time you allow other people into your world or allow issues into your life, it allows the doors open for insanity to get in, and you then have to interact with that insanity while maintaining your own sanity. And I feel that way right now in this crazy world we exist in. You know that my life is filled with understanding and trying to figure out what direction to go in this political world, and trying to understand why things have happened the way they have. And to me, we are going through a time of political insanity where politics is not reacting or behaving in a normal way. People are not dealing with issues in a normal and thoughtful manner, and our world is accepting this insane pathway or journey that we're taking without clearly seeing a way to get out of this darkness. And so I'm asking those of you out there who are called in, you know, how do you deal with, or have you ever noticed people existing in an insane environment but being able to keep their sanity at the same time? And it may be on a personal level. It may be in your career. It may, again, like I say, talk about politics. I remember when I was going through an insane period with my job. And I tried to maintain my sanity and not strike out violently at people when they were saying some of the most ugly things about me. And I know those things weren't true. And it took over a year and a half of going through that insanity before I came out on the other side. But during the time that I was in the mix of that, there were people throwing all kind of stones in my direction, and doing it without any real reason for doing it, just that they were on a mission, and I was a target of that mission. And so, therefore, all that was swirling around me was insanity, but I had to keep maintain my saneness, because to be insane would have validated what it was that they were doing, what they were saying, and declaring my unfitness for duty. So it is so important to grasp hold and hold tightly to your sanity when people around you are doing things that are detrimental to your health, detrimental to your well-being. And so, again, I want to just ask those of you who call, you know, who are part of our team, you know, how do you deal with, or have you seen people who've gone through some insane things and were able to maintain their sanity? Cassie?
Yes, James. I was, as you were talking about the job, I was thinking about the job because 2 months ago we were laid off, and it was not only my department but a couple of more departments. But throughout that 3 months from the date that they told us that we would be laid off, the people were, I mean, it was like they were going to die even before the date came. And, you know, it was like, Kathy, well, what do you think? I'm like, you know what? God has a plan for us. God has been working this thing out for us for over 10 years. We've been sold from company to company to company. These are the things that I would say to them on a daily basis. But sometimes the people would just like hyperventilate. I mean, they would just like their world was ending right then and there, and we hadn't even come to the date of departure from the company. But it's I believe it's a mind thing. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And once someone says something negative, your mind begins to think the worst of everything. And even me, you know, for a couple of times, for the people that were continue to come back and ask questions, I started myself like, wow, well, maybe, you know, maybe this really is how it's going to go. But praise God for the Holy Spirit that comes and gives words of encouragement and reminders of God's promises on what he said he would do and how he would work it out. I had to even remind myself that God is in control and that God said he would never leave me nor forsake me. I mean, every day from November all the way up until March the 31st, at least twice a week, we were going and praying because people could not handle what was told that we would be departing that company.
And that has to be a traumatic position. I know that I went through it as well, fighting to maintain my job. But so many people connect themselves with their career, and that their career is what maintains their lifestyle, that they just believe that there's no overcoming that kind of tragedy. And I guess that's why we see some people resort to workplace violence, because they don't think they can come out on the other side, because it is over. Their careers are their lives. And
you're absolutely
right. You had another option.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Now, there was a older man that used to come and pray with us, you know, for like years. But he got let go maybe a year before we did. But every week he would come back up to the job. He would ride his bike back up to the job. When I say he transformed his entire look, he looked like a homeless man. I would go downstairs because I could see out of my window everybody that drives up. I would go downstairs and try to talk to him, and he act like I didn't even exist. It was like he was a totally different person. He would come up there every week with a backpack on a bicycle. And at one time it got kind of not scary, but, you know, strange, because why are you coming back up to this job? You no longer work here. And then you're not acknowledging us when we try to talk to you. So we had to tell the, not the security, but the receptionist, so that he could have security to tell him not to come up there anymore, because it had really gotten weird. But like you said, people get attached to things, to jobs, to cars, to homes, to things. And these things are not promised that we would have them always. You know, we have to think and on other things that we know that are eternal, like our health, and which is not eternal, but, you know, salvation, I mean, our family, love, things like that, so that we can overcome when situations like that do happen, because it will make you be someone else. But praise God for Jesus.
Yes, yes. Andre, what are your thoughts? Are you, you know, have you seen people living in insanity while they maintain their living in insanity while they maintain their sanity, and living in drama that could be possibly physically and mentally detrimental, but able to hold on?
Yes. You know, anytime we have an announcement of a reorganization or change, and by human nature, you always want to know the impact it has on you. But some people really just go overboard, and they immediately go to the worst factor. So whether it's a layoff, whether it's a reorganization, it is just like Kathy said before, the dates that's aligned on the time frame, they immediately just go into the worst mode. And you know, anytime a person experiences change, and that's anyone, we go through a change cycle. You know, at first, in most cases, you just want to deny it and not, you know, believe that it's true. And then you go through a period of understanding, and then you go through a period of being upset and angry. And it's just a cycle. But the difference of it is, you know, people who live without hope, those are the ones that don't fare as well. And when Kathy was speaking, I'm just reminded back when, you know, the stock market just went, I mean, it just went bad. And a lot of people lost a lot of money, a lot of their savings and all. And they were not in a position age-wise that they felt that they could recover. And like Kathy said, they was attached to, and we as humans, we get attached to certain things, and they weren't willing to trust and look out for something else. So a lot of killings went on. People just committed suicide and all. And unfortunately, even the last 2 to 3 months at our company, a person ended up killing themselves at work. And my thing was, it was a different department, a different building. But my thing was, how can we walk around with coworkers and not understand the magnitude of someone's concern? And I know, you know, people have private lives and you only share what you want to share and that type of thing. But, you know, if we're really paying attention to each other, we would notice that that person's behavior is not the same. Something is changed, something is different. And I would hope that they would have had at least one person that they felt confident that they could confide in, but that person did not. But he mapped it out, you know, in months and months, and he planned on it. And it's just sad to see. And to me, it's just if you don't have hope, if it's a lack of hope, then that's when you be in despair.
Yeah, it is important that we understand that people are going through things, and a lot of times they don't have the ability or the emotional strength to maintain their sanity as they go through these situations. Dee, have you been aware of or been a part of a insane moment where you had to hold on to your sanity as you went through the moment?
Well, yeah, James, and in my previous life, before I went into a environment that was geared to show me how to handle most and in all situations, it reminds me of my first marriage. Being a young man, getting married at the age of 24, I think. Getting married for the wrong reasons, and not actually assessing or even being mature enough to be married. I take a lot of blame for that. just being married for the most part, sexual convenience, and not having my emotions intact from a man perspective, still being a child in a lot of ways. And so when you take on the responsibilities of marriage, if you're not ready, it's going to be insane. And yeah, my wife and I, we had a lot of issues. We fought for real. I remember one time being so mad at her, hearing something through the grapevine about her, I overheard something. And she was actually conversating about herself. And being so mad about her, I actually pushed her out of a car, out of a moving car. And you talking about insanity. That was insane. Boy. But actually, I learned a lot through my two previous marriages. I thank God for everybody didn't fare out well, sanity-wise. As you all know, I was talking about my ex-wife. It seems as though that she has relapsed and gone back to drinking and things of that sort. I can only attribute that to probably our breakup and then not paying attention to the programs that was given to us freely. Still being in self as opposed to learning how to get out of self and learning to appreciate life itself as a whole. But that was my insanity. And I look back at that and I praise God every day for getting me through it, because as we all know, you can't go through it until you've been through it, or you can't learn anything from it until you've been through it. And so, for those of us that have gone through hard times and come out on the other side and being able to push through the other side and being able to recognize that I'm here, and I thank you, Lord, for helping me to get here. That's a blessing in itself. Real quick, I want to say something about people that kind of follow the norm like ants and just kind of put all their stock in life in the job and in the career and don't necessarily take time to experience creative thought to where you can create something other than just your career and your job. Because none of that is promised. And so when that comes to an end, you have nothing. But I think it's very important that we teach our children early in life to be creative. Let them play. Let them build blocks and let them tell stories. And, you know, even though they talk a lot, let them do it. Because that does create creative thought. So when they come into adulthood, they will be in a better place to where they won't have to depend on other people to give them value. They will have their own value that has been instituted by their mother and their fathers. Thanks.
All right, guys, I'm going to take another short break. And when I come back, I want to outline to you one of the most insane moments in my life when I was taken very much out of character. And I just thank God he saw me through that moment, because had he not been there and saw me through that moment, a lot of who I am and where I am could have been changed. And I just want to share that with the audience, just to let them know how close people can possibly come to destroying their legacy in themselves with one out-of-control moment. I'll be right back, and we'll continue our conversation.
Father, help your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Heart.
down. And I know he we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is
love. I am this woman. I am this woman that has sent the expectations of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman that does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but create my own destination. I am this woman that maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness, my own desire of sexiness and allure. I am this woman designed by my Creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those yet to dream to greatness. I am the mother of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth, igniting the love that exists in all men while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman. I am this woman that ascends the expectation of the world to take my rightful place among the stars. The woman who does not use the traditional roadmaps to a given place, but creates my own destination.
I am this woman that maintains her intrinsic beauty in ways not determined by others' thoughts, but by my own sense of uniqueness, my own desire of sexiness and allure.
I am this woman designed by my Creator to scale the height of the unbounded, allowing my talents to be seen by the masses while inspiring those to dream.
I am the woman of the world, deserving the respect of all that walk under the gravity of the earth,
igniting the love that exists in all men, while being the birthplace of the future.
I am this woman.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, I can never ask you to go deep within yourself and share those things that you may want to keep private if I'm not willing to open myself up as well. And one of the most insane moments in my life came when I had lost my mother, and then within 2 weeks later, I lost my father. I was going through a divorce. And so during that time, I feel like I had lost the three most important relationships to a man, and I was in a serious depression. But I knew I had to come out on the other side because of the way my mom raised me. She wouldn't have wanted me to succumb to my depressed moment. She would have wanted me to get through it. And so I used a lot of my sick leave to get through that time period. But as I was going through that time period, people were calling me about the bills. And it wasn't about the money, because I had all kind of money available to me at that time. But I was just not dealing well with the day-to-day things that I needed to take care of, trying to get myself emotionally right. And a company called me that I had a loan with, and the loan was attached to my car. And this man on the other end of the phone threatened to come pick up my car if I didn't come make a payment. And the sad thing about that situation was that man knew that I had made the payments all along. And I said to him, listen, if you go look at my record, you'll see that I've always paid. I will be there to pay for it. But, I'm just going through some things right now. You know, will you bear with me? And he became very ugly and aggressive. And I nearly exploded. And what ended up happening was I got into my car. I drove over there to the company. And thank God I didn't take anything with me. I just went there with nothing with me, which was just, again, thank God I went there with nothing with me. I opened the door to the business, and it was a small business, so there was no place to hide. It was just an open business with several rows of desks and the receptionist. And I can't even remember the guy's name, but I asked the receptionist, who is Dave? Maybe his name was Dave. And she pointed this gentleman out and told me who he was. I walked over to his desk, and I said to him that you better not ever call my house again threatening me in any kind of way. I just lost my mother and father, and it is in the midst of a divorce. And he tried to say something, and I said, if you open your mouth, I will break your neck. Close as I ever came to displaying public violence on somebody who just did not know what I was going through. And he was the trigger or the mechanism to get me to go outside of myself. And I have to tell you, when I was standing over 6 feet tall, probably weighing over 300 pounds, and that particular day I was going to allow my violent side to take control of me. And the only thing that kept that from happening was because he closed his mouth. Had he shown any of the aggression that he showed on that phone, I don't know where I'd be today. And I just thank God that it happened that way. I had always sent my payment in. I never stopped by there to give a payment. But this guy, in my time of despair, lit a match. And just thank God, again, he had the frame of mind not to show my aggressiveness with aggressiveness, because I would have left that place handcuffed. And so I know that there are times when people go outside of themselves, and we have to be careful about how we handle people when they're in their fragile state, because there are a lot of things going on with people, and they just cannot take another issue. So they try to step back, but there's somebody who brings them out, and he just happened to bring me out that day when I probably would have stayed at home and minded my own business. But he created, he was a match for that anger that was existing inside of me when I felt as though I had lost everything that I loved, and that I no longer cared whether or not I acted in a sane way. I was ready and prepared when I drove up to that business to act insane. So that is one of the low points in my life, that I had given my complete power of restraint over to another person. And again, just thank God he had the frame of mind to back off. Cassie, have you seen anything like that or experienced anything like that?
Yes, James, multiple times, but not knowing what the reason for the explosion was. See, that was an explosion. You were at the end where you didn't know what else to do, and his phone call just ignited the bomb, and that's what you did. You went to where he was. You actually probably was getting ready to destroy that man if he would have said something else. But thank God, you know, that the man did not say anything and that you were able to release that which you was holding inside of you, because that's usually what it is. We hold so much inside, and then someone comes along and they light the fire. And then when they light the fire, they don't know how to put the fire out. That fire has to be put out. And with him not saying anything, actually put the fire out, because I believe at that time you were on 200, but you came back down, even probably looking at him and thinking what you wanted to do. You came to yourself, like we talk about so many times in our conversations concerning the issues of this world, how people go to do something, but they don't know how to come back. You were able to come back. That was something deep inside of you that pulled you back. And yes, I've had situations like that before where I went all the way in as well. But thank God that he pulled me back, because the situation could have been different. You know, like you said, you could have went off in handcuffs. That's what you think. But it could have been something else, because we don't know, you know, what the outcome is going to be. But when we get to a place in our lives where we're feeling like that, we need to release it however we need to release it. Maybe in a more positive way, where we talk to someone or we go and sit out with a friend or whoever, but people need to release that, what is stored up inside of them, because if not, then we're going to continue to see what we've been seeing on TV, on social media, out in the public, and then the outcome is going to be either in jail, death, or whatever else, you know?
You're so right. Audrey, shouldn't people have empathy for what it is that people are telling them that they're going through, instead of just dismissing it as another one of those, you know, as he did, he would dismiss it as me just trying to get around paying a bill and was not listening to the story I shared with him, but suggesting that he was going to make the situation even worse.
The challenge with that is that when you're in that type of business, when you're in the collections or just business overall, you know, unfortunately, so many people do run games that it hardens your heart. And it sounds like that's what had happened to him, that he wasn't able to distinguish a true situation, circumstance, versus one that someone had told them and it wasn't the case. It's just like us when we see, you know, crimes on TV. The more we see them, the less our heart responds in the immediate caring mode. I mean, we want to, especially if it's someone that we know, yes. But after a while, after you see it, see, unfortunately, we don't respond the same way we do had we seen you know, fewer or either more time between tragedies. So to answer your question, it goes to the person's heart. And that's why when I said earlier that some people may not view me as sane, because I do try to continue to keep looking for the good. And sometimes people tell you, you know, you're just foolish. You're just foolish. You're looking for the good, but it ain't no good. People running rings around you. And, you know, hey, I've been had many a times, but I still try to look at the good, because I would hope that one day, if I'm in a situation, that I would hope that someone would have their heart to turn and believe what it is that I'm saying, or whether it's my children or another family member or whatever the case may be. But the situation boils down to, James, is, you know, we have to allow our heart to lead us when we're making decisions. And unfortunately, sometimes people burn us so many times with falsehoods that when something true come along, that we don't believe it, and that's not good. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. It was a, you know, when they talk about a perfect storm, on a normal basis, that would have never happened to me, but it just seemed like a perfect storm had came together. And again, I thank God that He was able to keep that man from saying or doing something that would have just sent me over the edge, because there were only about 4 feet between us. It was his desk, and I was ready and prepared to fly over that desk and strangle him at that time had he continued to talk the way he did while he was on that phone. It just felt like to me that he felt comfortable being on that phone and saying those things to me. And when I got face-to-face with him, I was looking for him to say the same kind of thing so that I could just get what I needed to release that I knew should have been retained and controlled. It suggests that we should have empathy for people who are going through some things in their lives.
Yeah, I think we got to be in touch. I think it's, you know, in reference to what you're talking about, James, and the experience that you went through, I like to attribute that to life's journey. And the reason that you didn't take it one step further, or the reason the man didn't open his mouth, was strictly and purely God's intervention. And you said something, and you said it three times when you expressed that situation. You thank God that he did not open his mouth, or you thank God for whatever reason. And the difference is, when it comes to sanity, our four parents made sure that we understood the existence of God and Christ. And, you know, even though we may not have been paying attention wholeheartedly at the time, at least they was mindful enough to instill that in us, so when the times come, we know where to go get it from. And that's the difference maker to me. You know, I pray all the time for God to help me to see things that are not easily seen. And Miss Kathy spoke of the Holy Spirit. And I got to tell you that I have come to know that the Holy Spirit comes and show up just when you need him to. We don't hear a lot about the Holy Spirit except when it comes to when we are filled with him in church. But I tell you that he is the comforter that comes and intervenes when you turn left instead of turning right. Miss Audrey just spoke about how we are to make sure that we are instilling in ourselves and in our young people the existence of the Supreme One, if you will, so they can have something to go through. Or something to go to. So life journey is just that. Hopefully we can get through it through God's grace and with his help, so we can come back on your show
And you spoke about your show. You know, you spoke about the things that you hope that you are able to make an impact in somebody else's life. And, sir, you are doing just that. You're doing what you know how to do. And you got to know that when you are not present and you have to make a rerun or you have other things to do as opposed to having this show, you are missed. We miss you. Because we may have some things that we want to say, but we kind of have to hold on and let life's turn make its turn, and we come back the next day and we express what we need to express. But, you know, life journey is good, it's sweet, you know, and even if God forbid, something happened to my kids, hopefully I've been paying attention well enough in life to where I am not overcome by the grief that comes about and make me lose my mind. I got to stay strong in the spirit. I got to stay strong with what's been given me through others so I can better maintain when the hard times and sad times do come, because they will come. And, you know, we're just borrowing this time called life. We're here on borrowed time. So we need to come to recognize that it's just that, just borrowed time. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go on our last break, and then we're going to come back and have our final word. We've been talking today about what makes us sane and how do we maintain our sanity so that we can continue on the journey, which is our birthright.
Everybody stand up on your feet and make some noise for one of the most phenomenal female groups of our time, Jackie, Dorinda, Karen, Twinkie, the Clark Sisters.
Just a thought, January 30th, 2017. I am a Democrat. I will be a Democrat beyond the existence of my physical being. I am a liberal because living in the past does not work for those that I serve. I believe in liberal causes because as I better understand the world, I understand the need for change. I live to honor humanity, to serve people who seem unable to grasp the life we should all have. I see the inequity of treatment and desire to see it abolished. The need for the blind to see has never been more necessary. Those who fight for the status quo cling to an era that turns the invisible visible. Embracing wrong can never give one a positive result. The fight for the weak can never be seen as embracing the defeat. We have to rectify the issues that are created by the human trait of racism and supremacy. My God is the creator of all things and the maker of humanity. My view of the world is in line with my purpose as a Democrat. I will not be ashamed of my love for people and the fight to make life equal. We all deserve better opportunities to learn and the chance to live life free of infirmities. We deserve to live free of the creation of Donald Trump. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. The show is brought to you 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. West Coast Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and 5 p.m. West Coast Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. We no longer can reside in the shadows of life. It is a must that we be out in front of the issues that impact our lives now and the future. This show has been established for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. Please visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay. I look forward to you writing to me at djames82@aol.com. That's djames82@aol.com. Let me know what issues you would like to address on my radio show.
In this political environment, we have to create a way for the people to have a voice. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is a platform that is open to people who want to expand their personal thoughts, issues, and concerns to a larger audience. The host, James T. Deshay, would like you to have an opportunity to co-host with him on very important topics of all kinds. These topics should have value to people across the country and come with a meaningful solution. All co-hosts could be considered for a monthly return date to promote businesses at a low cost that need an outlet. We are seeking to make it easy for entrepreneurs, public organizations, physicians, and others to get important information out to the general public. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections is on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Call into the show at 657-383-0309. If you are interested in exploring being a co-host, please email the staff at tlreflectionsjtd@gmail.com. The show is committed to turning the tides on the normal media platforms while giving a voice to the people. If you would like to be considered for a monthly co-host slot, call 407-394-9819.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Kathy, what is your final thought for today?
Thank you, Mr. Deshay. My final thought comes out of the book of James, James 1:19, and it says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry."
You're so right, Kathy. That is a perfect verse for this segment. We do need to learn to control ourselves and to reflect on what it is that our next step is going to be, and to not be filled with anger or depression when we take that next step. I, again, want to say that I am going through a phase right now where I'm evaluating what is going on in our country, what kind of impact can I have related to finding a solution, and what should we learn from what is happening to us. Every time you go down a dark road, you deal with the adversity of that moment, but there has to be something that you learn from that adversity. And so we're going down a dark period in our existence and in the world, and there's something that we need to learn so that when we do get to the other side, it's not something that we repeat. So I ask all of you who are out there in the sound of my voice, please call in to Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, 657-383-0309. Be a part of this platform where we try to talk about the issues and give our opinions and try to find some direction so that we can continue to live our lives in the midst of this chaotic time. I want to ask all of you to visit my website, JamesTeshay2.com. That's JamesTeshay, the number 2.com. Visit my website. Email me at TLReflectionsJTD@gmail.com, and let me know what is on your mind, and so that we can talk offline and see what it is that we can do, things that are going on in your community, your city, your state, and in your life, because those things are more than likely going on in the lives of others. So we want to be free to talk about all subjects on this show so that we can impact the lives of people who are struggling to get through and maintain their sanity. We live in an insane time, and it's more important than ever that we control our sanity as we go through these times. And we have people in very important positions who seem to be on the edge, and we need to help keep them in control. And so I just want to thank all of you again. Write this number down somewhere close. We are on 7 days a week, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock West Coast Time, Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock West Coast Time. The number is 657-383-0309. This is the place to make sure that your voice is heard loud and clear.